All this I owe to Rollins and Hamilton Hoke, you know. It continues to be the inspiration of my life. And I'll never forget his address to us as freshmen in the Annie Russell Theater. By the way, when we graduated in 38, it was headline, Rollins graduates largest class. Guess how many were in it? 84. That was the largest class in the history of the college. And it was an interesting class because of those 50 scholars, 50 of the 84 were on those anniversary scholarships, because we entered on the 50th anniversary of the founding of the college. But I'll never forget his opening address to us as freshmen. He described again, we'd all read about it, but he described so vividly what was going on in his mind in creating this, what he called the conference plan. It's education by inspiration rather than by requirements. I doubt that you'll have any required reading in any of your courses. What you will have, what you'll do, you'll be inspired to read books. When I think of that one course, French Civilization, Baron Testanel taught it in such a way, he'd refer to books like John Adams, no, Henry Adams, Mont Saint-Michel and Chartres. As if you want to get the true feeling of what the Middle Ages and the Gothic Age was all about, read the book. Well, I think we all rushed to get the book. It wasn't required, but that's what, and then The Education of Henry Adams was another one that he inspired us to read. And then various books by Frenchmen, which those of us who were able read in French and others read in translation. But at the end of giving this address to us as freshmen, he said, now go forth, get started, and whatever you do, don't let your studies interfere with your education. And that, in a nutshell, really summarized what he was talking about. And when I have a student telling me how well he's doing on GPA and how he got an A and so on, how what his course grades, I think of this, are these students letting their studies interfere with their education? I hope not. I hope you're not. But that's what it was all about. It was definitely education by inspiration. I don't think you could do it in times, you couldn't launch something like that in times of prosperity. These were days when Princeton and Harvard and Yale, all you had to do is have your high school diploma and arrive on the opening day and you could go there. You see, they were so hard up for students.